He didn't spend much time with his family when he was out of jail. So now all of a sudden he's going to become the loving father of all time. I don't think so. I don't think it's in his being to be that kind of person. I think he is who he is. He's an abuser, a murderer. He's a liar, narcissistic sociopath. I don't think it's within his ability to be a decent human being. I think he is who he is.
I understand that the criminal case and his battery, you know, the domestic violence wasn't allowed to be part of this process in Nevada. But it's hard to ignore that was proven. That was proven in a civil court that he killed Ron and Nicole. We have 911 tapes. The whole world has heard
Nicole. We played them here last night.
And so what a disrespectful thing to say to Nicole's family and to the mother of his children. She was a domestic violence victim.
Hello and welcome to Real Crime Profile. This is Jim Clementi. I'm here with Laura Richards and Lisa Zambetti, and we are doing a little Podolini. We're doing this because so many listeners have asked us to respond to the recent results from the parole hearing in the Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown Simpson case that actually turned into a robbery, armed robbery case for Mr. Simpson. And so we wanted to make a comment about his getting parole.
And I have to say that I'm here under mild protest because I really don't want to give this jackhole, that's not a swear word, any more airtime or publicity. I really just want him to go away and not be in the public media, because even Joe Rogan, a listener, just sent me a tweet saying, should I interview him or not? And that's, you know, once he gets out, he's just going to make all of, you know, this media circus come back again. So
I think before we talk about him coming out, though, we need to redress the balance, because, of course, when he gave testimony, he did say some things that were just incredulous and that show he is completely delusional. And I think those are the things we need to just make mention of to set the record straight. And a lot of our listeners have reacted to that when he says that he's led a conflict-free life, for example. We know it not to be true. I mean, 1989, let us not forget that he beat his wife, Nicole, and that she called the police. And we'll come back to that incident. But there was also a road rage incident thereafter in 2001. And then, of course, there was the murder in 1994 of Nicole and Ron, which he may have been acquitted in the criminal case, but he was found guilty in the civil case.
He was found responsible legally for the murder of Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown Simpson. So to say that's a conflict-free life, on top of the fact that he is in prison right now for an armed robbery, that is not conflict-free. How he could, like you said, rationalize his behavior and minimize it to that extent and even project the blame onto the victims, I don't know. But that's his delusion, as you said.
It's armed robbery and kidnapping, by the way. So,
yeah, in 1989, Nicole ran to the police saying, he's going to kill me. She had a cut lip, swollen and black eye and cheek, and a handprint on her neck. And then she called the police again 8 months before she was killed. He was breaking down the door. And our listeners remember we played the 911 where she's screaming and he's threatening to beat her in the background and screaming. And we remember the call handler saying, did you do something to make him angry? And of course, you know, Nicole is just frustrated and infuriated by this. And, you know, this is a sign of a true narcissist, isn't it? A psychopath, a liar, and a manipulator. And I wanted to just bring to our attention Fred Goldman's comment on what happened when he basically heard that O.J. Simpson said he had a conflict-free life. Fred Goldman said incredulously, this is who he is. He's a sociopath, a narcissistic liar, a murderer, a kidnapper, a robber. The list goes on.
Yeah. Well, the list should also include fraud, because as we saw during some of the depictions of the trial and so forth on TV and other venues, he led people to believe that he was this stand-up African-American guy when he totally rejected that whole lifestyle, that he was this man of the people when he was not at all. He was the country club set. He was living the high life. Most of the police officers that responded to Nicole's cry for help were fans of OJ. They treated him with kid gloves. They never took it seriously. And it resulted in the murder, the violent, just disgusting murder of Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown Simpson. And that is something that, unfortunately, our legal system is not making him pay for.
Yeah, well, since 2008, Simpson has been at Lovelock Correctional Facility, which is a medium security prison in the remote desert town of the same name. So he's been in Nevada for all these years. And actually, Fred Goldman has a recent quote to CNN about his release. Simpson has proven over and over again throughout his life he has absolutely no concern for law or authority. So, yeah, he can shamelessly stand up at his parole hearing and say the things that you guys have mentioned. And he has people coming to his defense and who are ready and waiting to take care of him when he's released. So, yeah. You know. I mean, has served his time for this particular crime that he was, you know, that he was found guilty for. But I know a lot of people are hoping that he can be retried for the deaths of Nicole and Ron. And is that possible, Jim and Laura?
No, not in the United States. We have a double jeopardy prohibition here. That means that once he's tried for a particular crime, he cannot be tried again. I suppose there is some potential. For example, I mean, I don't know why he couldn't be tried federally for fleeing across state lines after committing a murder. That might be a crime that he could still be charged with federally in the United States. He was not tried that way, and therefore there is concurrent jurisdiction in federal and state courts for murders. And since he crossed state lines trying to get away after the murders, that might be something that a federal prosecutor would go after him for.
What are the chances of them doing that, seeing as, you know, a few years ago they released him of five other charges, didn't they, which kind of set the stage, I guess, for this parole hearing that many people, including ourselves, I mean, I certainly thought he probably would get parole given that they did that a number of years ago. So do you think that they will go after him for anything else that's outstanding?
No, I doubt it. I think that's just theoretically they could do that. And I don't think there's any kind of a appetite to go up against him and the, you know, half dozen high-powered, expensive attorneys that will flock to his side if anybody ever tries to lock him up again. I think it's just going to be a circus when he gets out. I think he's going to capitalize on every single thing. He'll have books. He'll have TV shows. He'll have all sorts of different things. What I would like to do is maybe we could get in a room with him, Laura, and you and I could actually interrogate him. He's probably narcissistic enough to want to do that. Let people who know exactly what he did to his ex-wife and exactly what he did to Ron Goldman and exactly what he did to many, many other people in his lives. Let us go at him face to face and see if he can handle that.
That's a call to action if I ever heard one. So,
well, it is. I mean, we know that he's been urged to, although at the moment he's on, I quote, cloud nine, but he's been told and advised to lead a quiet life. And apparently there's no deals or reality shows on the books just yet. But of course, you know, we know with individuals like him, his narcissism and his entitlement and his ego will play a role here, won't they? So it's a matter of time. And I would absolutely be happy is the wrong word. But I think the challenge in terms of someone questioning him, interviewing him, interrogating him, who knows the true facts of what's gone on to see what he's got to say. And we know that he is the master manipulator. But I wonder how long the spotlight will be on him. So how long will it be until, you know, something else happens? And I hope that it's not going to be at the detriment to somebody else's safety or somebody's psychological welfare.
Well, clearly, that's the sad part about it. He will likely hurt somebody else because he's not going to change his spots. He's still the same person. He's not changed. I mean, prison doesn't make people, no, prison does not make people more docile. Prison usually makes people more aggressive and antisocial. He's already got that in way more measure than he needs. So he will probably hurt someone else. And that's the disgusting part of this whole thing.
Right, but he's been the model prisoner, though, Jim. You know, he's said that he would be the model prisoner, and therefore he has. He's been treated like a celebrity inside. I mean, some of the intelligence said that he's been moved to special housing, and he's upset about that because he can't interact with people, and he loves interacting with people. And he's been taught on a course, you know, how to talk to people rather than how to fight. And so he's got some different tools in his toolkit, allegedly.
Great. Well, I hope that he doesn't hurt anybody else. I hope so, but I fear that he will.
Okay, well, OJ, if you're listening, come on over to RCP. Jim and Laura would love to talk to you. I'll have to maybe bow out of that one. But if you're listening, you have an open invitation to come and talk to them. And so this is our little Podolini for this subject, and we wanted to be able to react, you know, quickly to this and get it out to our listeners so that you can hear what Jim and Laura have to say. Anything else, you guys?
I think just want to end with the victims in mind. Her name was Nicole and his name was Ron, and those others that we know that have been victimized at his hands too.
Thank you for listening to Real Crime Profile.
If you like our podcast, there are a few things that you can do. You can take 2 minutes and go to Apple Podcast and leave us a 5-star review. You can also check out all Real Crime Profile offers and promotion and our sponsors in our show notes. Another thing you can do is go over to Facebook and like our Facebook page. And one last thing is please tell all your friends, family and colleagues about us and spread the Real Crime Profile word. Thank you so much for listening to us. We really appreciate you.
Real Crime Profile is produced and edited by Paul Francis Sullivan. Sound engineered by Terrell Parham. Music composed by Simba Tsumba. Logo art by Jim Clementi. Real Crime Profile is produced by XG Productions and distributed by Wondery.
For advice and support if you're experiencing stalking in the UK, you can contact Paladin National Stalking Advocacy Service on 0203 866 4107, or you can go on the website www.paladinservice.co.uk. If you're experiencing domestic violence, call the National Domestic Violence Helpline free phone 0800 2000 247. In the US, if you're experiencing domestic abuse and need advice, safety, shelter or counselling, call Genesis, the 24-hour hotline, 214-946-4357, or go on their website, www.genesisshelter.org, or the domestic violence hotline on 800-799-7233.